in Ash Brown. Ash, thanks for your time.
G'day, Pete. How are you?
Yeah, well, the 2024 AFL season, full swing, isn't it? And the record looks ahead to what is always a bumper 5 days of footy across Easter.
Yes, if you're into footy, this is one of the great weekends of the year, isn't it? 5 days of gorging yourself on lots of footy. Games don't overlap. You can watch every game from start to finish. It's a pretty good few days coming up.
Of course, Ash Brown, brought to you by Power Every Moment with a Signet Power Bank. And I believe your cover story this week is on Jai Newcombe, who 3 years ago was working as a tradie wearing the high vis.
He's working at a building site, having been rejected. He'd been trying to get into three different drafts. He'd been rejected every time. He was working at a building site in early 2021 when he got a phone call from the Box Hill Hawks to come and try out there. Of course, they're Hawthorn's VFL affiliate, and Sam Mitchell was the coach at the time and took to six games of pretty good footy in the guts for Box Hills for Hawthorn to draft him under pretty generous terms, pretty much throws every other club out of the market. And he's gone on to become one of the key cogs of the Hawthorn rebuild and ahead of their biggest game of the year on Monday against the Cats at the MCG. Probably a good chance to have a look at his amazing rise up the charts.
Yeah, so all the best to Jai Newcombe, all the best to Hawthorn, who have yet to crack the ice as far as wins are concerned this season, as you mentioned, the traditional Easter Monday match against the Bombers. Now, Travis Boak played his 350th game for Port Adelaide last weekend. We've got another one this weekend, on Easter Monday. And, of course, it's Tom Hawkins playing for Geelong. We're talking about Hawthorn and Geelong, of course.
Yes, Tom Hawkins is playing game 350. He's been an absolute champion of Geelong Footy Club. He will become, in about 6 weeks' time, Pete, the record game holder at the Cats. We're actually going to do a big feature on him at that time, but we thought it was we couldn't ignore it this weekend. So we've got Dwayne Russell, our very own Dwayne Russell, just to sort of pen some thoughts on Tom Hawkins and what he means to Geelong.
That's been an amazing career, hasn't it? What, three premierships?
Three premierships, and remember that debut. He was so hyped coming out of I think he was going to Melbourne Grammar, and he was so hyped as a recruit then, and played his first game, and everyone was employing Mike Sheen and said, "Remember where you were when you watched his first game?" And I think he did okay. He goes Carlton back in 2007. But it's been a fantastic career since then.
Yeah, and he's still making a contribution. Looked good against the Adelaide Crows last week, did Tommy Hawkins. Congratulations on achieving such a stellar milestone, 350th game, and a great feature there in the AFL record this weekend. We're talking to the editor of the AFL record in Ashley Brown. Ash, it all kicks off tonight at the Gabba between Brisbane and Collingwood. Of course, it will be broadcast on the SEN network. Hard to believe that the loser of this match will enter April without a win.
It's quite incredible, really. We could get to the end of March, early April. Collingwood could be zipped for it, but they get over the line tonight, which is quite incredible given coming off a premiership and looking set to be a dominant team for years. So they're struggling. Brisbane have had the week off after that loss over there to Freo in round two. So they've had 2 weeks to stew, 11 days, whatever it is, to stew over that defeat as well. And I can't recall a grand final rematch with so much riding on it, Pete. I think it's going to be quite incredible.
Yeah, it will be. And we're looking forward to it this evening as it kicks off the Easter long weekend. As you mentioned, 5 days of AFL footy. The Essendon edge is certainly something that Brad Scott, the coach of the Bombers, has thrown out. And I believe you do a bit of a deep dive on what it all means.
Yeah, a lot of chatter around the Essendon edge, as Brad Scott's come out to call it. So we've enlisted a few of the SEN experts to sort of give us their opinion on what it all means. Is it the right approach for the Bombers to declare it publicly? Or is it the sort of thing that should be left in-house? Also, are they good enough to live up to it? Are they prepared to have a year of footy where their edge is on display and is sort of a KPI they want to live to?
And, of course, you've got some great features in the AFL record this year for those people that pick up their copy tomorrow night ahead of the match between Fremantle and Adelaide here at Optus Stadium. Tell us about some of those features they can look forward to reading.
Well, we've got the best of Swamp, who's the leading stats person in the game. From the record, we take one game from that round and look at a corresponding game back in time and how we looked at it through the pages of the record. Of course, we've got the kids section, is really popular. All the stats, all the facts and things you need, match previews, and Sad Medmen's what you need to know piece kicks off the magazine every week. Sort of the key highlighting the key talking points heading into the weekend.
Good stuff, Ash. Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to it. And we look forward to getting a copy of the AFL record. Those people listening in to SENWA Sports Day, it will be available here on the concourse at Optus Stadium on tomorrow night. And they'll be out there from around 3:30 in the afternoon with the game getting underway at 4:30. Good on you, Ash. Look forward to having a chat to you next week.
Thanks, Pete. Look forward to it.